Hey guys, I know I've not been recording these boos, I'm not going to call it a boom, 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 because now it's audio boom, but I'm going to call it a boo, because that's what I have known, and that's that. I haven't been recording many of these, because I know many people don't listen to them, but this one, as per usual, when I usually do these, and it's been about almost, I don't think I've done any this year. Maybe I've done one or two, and I've had a good glow going. But this one, I'm completely sober, and I want to do it because it frustrates me. I've seen two stories in the past month or so that have annoyed me in terms of one of those where are the parents type deals. Hello, hello, I'm here. You know, parents just forget about their children. One. How about the one in New Hampshire where the two children were in the moon bounce that was supposedly off limits, had hay bales around it, had cones around it. The kids were supposedly in it, and it blew away because it wasn't staked down. And that's because the owner apparently was drying it out, getting it ready for a festival. But I tend to believe that a farm owner who has his business at stake is not stupid enough to not put things around the bouncy house that is not staked down. So, of course, the parents of these two children went after the farmer, and I'd assume there's a lawsuit going on. You know, at first I was like, oh, they should be suing the guy. But then I thought about it. I said, hey, where were you? I mean, I don't understand today. It's like these parents just, it's strange. How do the kids get so far away from you? I mean, when we were kids, when I was a kid, I don't mean to sound old, but, you know, we couldn't get far. If anything, our parents were up our asses. They knew every move we made. And then the next one, with the child, I just saw the headline, I didn't even pull it up because I couldn't get it to read properly. My internet's being flaky, but I've seen this before, a child got stuck in one of those crane machines meant for toys. Now, I know that those things are what they look like. They're not small. I mean, a child could fit in them, but it takes some work for that kid to get into, to open the little door at the bottom, crawl in. It just, how does someone not see that? I don't know. I've seen a lot of stories lately it seems like these parents just are, what are you, texting? Or, I mean, thank God I don't know anybody personally who's gone through this, because I'd feel bad and I wouldn't be able to write this type of stuff, but I talk about this type of stuff, but it's like I said, my parents were up my ass. They knew everything I did. I don't understand. I don't get it. Anyways, that's it. And thoughts, reactions, if you want. Goodbye.